Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. He put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' So the servants said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' And he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds, you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned. But gather the wheat into my barn.' Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples came to him, saying, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds and the field.' He answered, 'The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, the field the world, and the good seed is the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sow them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out his kingdom, all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into the furnace, fiery furnace. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, peace, and mercy to you all from God, our Heavenly Father, and from his dear Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. All magnificent God, we continue to give you all worship and praise and honor as you continue to send us, your people, into your mission field to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Bless us, guide us, and help us, O Lord, as we continue to be guided by your Spirit to do those things that you have commanded us to do. Help us, Lord, with strong faith and equipping ourselves with your Holy Spirit to do those things that are always pleasing in your sight. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Growing up as a child, I was known to be a tinker. I thought of myself as an individual who could probably figure something out, no matter how complicated it may seem to be. Janice always reminds me when you had one of those like IKEA things that you buy and you have to assemble yourself. And I would start by taking everything out of the boxes and out of his packages and laying it on the floor and find myself very early in the process somewhat frustrated. Because either I would have too few parts or have too many of them. And she would always comment to me, "Did you read the instructions?" I said, "I don't need the instructions. It's all right here. It's easy to put together." I remember we put together, what do you call that thing that I put together backwards that hangs coats? Yeah, it's a coat rack that was supposed to go in the hallway. And I made it work, but I ended up putting it backwards. It was, the pieces were, that's what you told me. Oh, well. Anyway, it came out backwards. I remember there was a time in my life that I could look at a car and figure what was wrong with it. Now, I may not be able to fix it, but at least I know it was either a transmission problem, or it was a fan belt problem, or it was something mechanical that by the sound and by what I was seeing not going on in the engine, I could figure it out. Not today. Our cars are so much controlled by computers, by things that are even difficult to find, much less repair on your own. And so when you take your car in today, you're going to find yourself spending dollars upon dollars, not to fix it, but to have someone tell you what's wrong with it. And then to give you the bill, what it would cost to repair it. You know, many of us who know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ are trying too many times to repair what's wrong with the world as well as what's wrong with our churches by using things that no longer are relevant, no longer apply. The number of congregations that I have served in a vacancy role, the one thing that always to the T surprise them all is, how much does a new pastor cost compared to what we used to pay the last pastor? Why is it? Where was I? Was I asleep at the switch? Did for some reason God pass me by? Is there something going on that I missed, that I wasn't instructed in, or I didn't get the memo? Too many times when we look at our congregation, we use eyes that are based in a different decade. For example, how many of us today would ever think of communicating to our audience, to the public, to the lost world, using a flyer, a door hanger, without necessary, and to the chagrin of abandoning the internet. Most people who are looking for new churches or looking for a church home don't even look at the Yellow Pages anymore. They Google you. They look on your church body's webpage, your congregational webpage, and when they see information that hasn't been properly updated, like one church had its pastor, who was two pastors ago, listed, or numbers that were listed that were no longer working. When they see that, they figure they must not be serious. They really don't want to minister to the world that we find ourselves in. Yes, the gospel of Jesus Christ hasn't changed. It is the same saving gospel that leads people to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and offers them a way to receive the blessings of God. But the way in which we share it, the way in which we communicate it, the way in which we go about making it relevant in today's world truly shows that we are in sharing the gospel to a different world. A world and society that doesn't have the same values. A world that has not the same understanding or biblical knowledge. It took me a while to accept the fact that young people have a difficult time of doing memory work in confirmation. It's like a strange language when you say to them, I want you to memorize the Ten Commandments or a Bible verse. They want to immediately say, well, let me look it up in my computer and Google it and see what it says. It is a different world in which we process, in which we learn, in which we understand, in which we accept things that for many of us become a basic understanding of who we are. Janice is a grammar person. She is always correcting me and anybody else who messes up their participles, adds verbs, messes up pronunciations, does things that, again, even though she herself was not formally trained as a teacher, she had a mother who insisted that if you're going to use the English language, make sure you use it correctly and properly. For us as God's people, we need to realize that the world may have changed around us. People's understanding and expectations have changed. But the message in which we proclaim and share is still to a world that is dying, that needs a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that needs to share his special message to them and to be used in their lives in a unique and special way. Faith that is supposed to be seen and not hoped for is not faith at all. When we try to put a proof test, when we try to make it relevant where we have all the facts, all the things that are necessary for it to be relevant to people who are using scientific ways of doing analysis on their faith, have missed the boat. It never was the way in which we communicate our spirituality. It is not measured in the way in which we can absolutely and purely say that this is absolutely going to happen. Remember also that when we look at our faith are not measured in things that are always important to us. When I talk to people about what the qualities of life are, we tend to use words that, again, help us deal with today's world, such as, do I have enough money in retirement? Such as, has my health been? How have I been using the resources that I have before me or have generated over the years in order to make the quality of life relevant to me? Remember, the Lord did not create us to be measured by this world alone. The Lord created us and told us that the world that he's placed us on is not based on how successful we are or how many years of service that we have served in our various jobs and careers or what we have gained educationally, but what we have given to him in our service to him to share his word, his saving gospel, and to make a difference in the lives of the people. Yes, this is a very different world. One, that we need to use new skills, new tactics, new ways in which we share the message that God and His Son Jesus Christ has given us to share. We need to look with new eyes, new hope, to understand that your new pastor, who the Lord has already selected, who will be coming in your midst someday, will not be like the old pastor. He may have similarities. He may have gifts that are helpful to us. But God has given him a purpose, a direction to share his gifts and his talents to you as his people, to share that message to the community that he has placed him and you in the midst. So the worst thing we can do is to say, oh my God, he's not like any of the other pastors we had in the past. In fact, we ought to get on our knees and say, thank you, God. Someone who has come to again to use God's vision, his preaching, his sharing, to help us to move forward in this world that we here as a congregation feel that God has called us to share the good news to people who may not look like us, to people who certainly don't act like us, to people who have different expectations and different needs and are hurting in ways that maybe we are not familiar with. But they are God's creation. They are God's people who, just like us, need to see and to feel his message, his pain, in this hurting world. And we all know that it is hurting all of us. Maybe not in the same way, maybe affecting us a little bit differently. But everybody in this world has experienced the pain and the hardship of Satan and all his evil powers, and are looking for a way in which God can touch their spirit, touch their souls, and make a difference in their lives as we together come and share that good news that we find in God's Holy Spirit. I am looking forward to see the continual growth and the challenges that God continues to give to you all, to be in mission and ministry to a different world, a world that some of you may not expect it, or maybe in the back of your minds are praying, well, why can't we have it like the good old days? Well, let me remind you, the good old days were just that, old. And for many of us, we're not always that good. I know, I heard some of the stories in the ministry and the struggles that you went through here as a congregation. That God continues to bless you, to guide you, to equip you, to help you to see the challenges that he has placed before you in this different world that is unlike any world that you have experienced. And guess what? The world to come will also be different as well. To know that this is only a way station, a rest stop, as we look forward to the day in which our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ calls us all into his eternal glory, to share with him the joys and the magnificence of the opportunity to be his servant. And as that wonderful hymn reminds us, there is something for all of us to do as we look forward to the day of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as he appears to us either in death or on the last day. And that he is able to sustain us through the difficult times as we go through this harvest amidst the weeds, knowing that this is not the end, this is not the measure of who we are as God's servant, but this is how the Lord blesses and keeps us always in his grace. May our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ keep and preserve us. May he continue to prepare us for the different world that he understands, that he has the power, that he has the spirit to equip us, to guide us, and to lead us to the day of his appearing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, and the blessing Almighty Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be and abide with us forever. Amen.